talking with Bruce Spangenberg. He's the State Horticulture Outreach Specialist for the UW Extension, talking a little bit about this time of year, pre-spring, and things that can be done to prepare matters for the planting season and for the gardening season to come. Now, Bruce, what's the most asked question you get from people around this time this year regarding what they can do to prepare for the gardening season?
Probably, is it too early? You know, people want to get outside and do stuff, especially once the snow is gone. You know, if you're looking at a bare lawn or lawn bare of snow, a garden bare of snow, really the best advice is it all depends on what the weather does, but you really want to make sure things have thawed out and dried out before you start working soil or working on your lawn or anything else. So, you know, here in March, the safest thing to do timing-wise, and as long as the weather's okay, is pruning. And there's a lot of things that can be pruned. And then the other thing is to look at, there's a lot of things you can do inside as far as planning, you know, just deciding what vegetables you're going to grow. You can put together, you know, a maintenance program for your lawn, or you can think about what are some projects I want to do this coming season, and then do all the planning so when the weather breaks, you're ready to go.
Okay, any other quick tips you might have off the top of your head when it comes to, you know, preparation for gardening? There are a lot of different areas to deal with. You mentioned about your yard and your lawn. You mentioned also about, you know, planting when it comes to a number of different vegetables, flowers, whatever the case may be. What are some things that people can do to get a jump on matters?
You know, as I mentioned, planting. So let's say you are going to grow, let's say your vegetable garden. You know, we can look at the different crops. And there are some that can go in pretty early, especially in the southern part of the state. You know, things like peas, lettuce, spinach, those kinds of things actually like cool weather. So your biggest factor there is waiting until your soil is workable. So make sure it's thawed out and dried out. But then be ready to go, you know, with those crops. But then recognize other ones like tomatoes or eggplant, melons, cucumbers. You know, you need to wait until we get well into May, toward the end of May, even before, you know, that threat of frost is gone, before they can go in. But you can sketch that out, you know, just get a piece of paper or look at a calendar and kind of plan ahead, you know, assuming the weather's okay. You know, once we get into April, as long as your soil is dried out, you could start, you know, thinking about those early crops, and then kind of mid-season or mid-spring and then late spring, have a schedule ready to go. You can certainly search, you know, the cultivars you want, like for tomatoes, for example, what ones you want to grow this year, what did you grow last year? Get all that planned ahead of time, so then if you go out to the garden center, you're ready to go with your list of what you want to buy and that type of thing. Sometimes we get caught, you know, especially if the spring is kind of cold and wet, you kind of wait, then all of a sudden the weather's really nice, and you go to the garden center, and the temptation is, well, I'll buy, you know, two of these and two of these and two of these, and pretty soon you bring home a bunch of plants, and you don't really have a plan for it. So that's why I say right now, here in the month of March, is a good time to plan ahead, and then as the weather goes, then you can start working in your soil and that type of thing outside.
Now, you were talking a little bit about, you know, freezing temperatures. Now, say, for example, with trees. Now, in a lot of cases, they end up blooming, and the next thing you know, we're into spring, and then all of a sudden we do get like a quick cold snap that gets us into freezing conditions. It may affect a number of different other plants as well. Is that something that really somebody who is minding their garden, minding their trees, needs to be concerned about?
That goes back to the planting stage. You know, if you look at most of our native trees and shrubs, you know, we had that very warm weather statewide here in February, and then it got cold again. But they were still dormant, and they're not going to get fooled. Where we really start getting concerned as we get further into spring, you know, we start getting into late March and April, and we get, you know, several years ago, we had that one week where in March, it was like in the 80s every day, and everything got accelerated, and then we had single digits in April, and we saw a lot of damage. But typically, most of our native plants, and if they're plants that are hardy to this area, you know, depending where you are in Wisconsin, they're not going to get fooled. You know, here in March, even if we get a couple warm days, you know, you're not going to see growth yet because they have to go through a cold period. So they know internally, essentially, that winter is past, and then they need a certain amount of warm weather to accumulate in the spring. So a warm spell in January, February doesn't fool a tree or a shrub. And if we start getting warm weather toward late March into April, it has to accumulate you know, before they're really going to start to break bud and flower and that type of thing. So most years were okay, but some years we do get caught. We get the really unusual weather where it's just very, very warm in early April, and then late April or mid-April we get snow and we get freezing temperatures, and you see, you know, blooms that have started to come out and they're damaged. But for the most part, just, you know, as far as what you can do about it, just plan ahead. If you're planting trees or shrubs, make sure they're hardy for Wisconsin. Focus a lot on native plants. You know, they are well adapted to our climate and they're very unlikely to get fooled. A lot of times you get things that are marginally hardy. You might plant them in a sheltered area and then we get a warm early spring and they start to advance and then the weather gets cold. Those are the ones oftentimes that get significant damage as a result of that.
Say, for example, people have heard something they've heard for years about what to do to either plan or, for that matter, get started with their gardening or their just plain planting, but it's like the wrong thing to do at this point. What is there anything off the top of your head you can think of where people may be starting it a little before spring, but it may not be the best idea?
Yeah, I think, like I alluded to a little earlier, one of the things we see is when we get a warm, dry month of March, especially in the southern part of the state, and your soil does dry out, and you're thinking, well, okay, we've had 2 weeks of really nice weather. It's coming to be, you know, in the first week of April. I don't think we're going to get cold weather again, so I'm going to go ahead and plant these vegetables that really shouldn't be planted for another month. But the weather right now is good. My soil is dry. I plant them. And then, like you mentioned, you know, a week later, it's 18 degrees outside, and now you got trouble. So you know, it's so tempting, but, you know, look at the calendar. Don't rush the season. The same thing with working your soil, just the process of working your soils. If the soil is too wet and you work it in the spring too early, especially a lot of the soils, especially in the southern part of the state, have a lot of clay in them, you get the clads. They're going to be there all season long because you worked the soil. It just wasn't ready yet. It was too wet. So resist the temptation. You know, if the weather's really nice early in the spring, it's a great time to go out in the yard. You can clean up debris that accumulated over the winter. You can start making plans, but hold off the temptation to put stuff out a little too early.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to add that you think is something important for people to know this time of year prior to when people start moving forward with their gardening?
If they're not aware of it, you know, one thing that can help as far as doing background research on different things here in Wisconsin, our Horticulture Extension website has a number of things that can help. We have different categories on there with, you know, landscape plants, lawns, vegetables, fruit crops. It helps with selection. It helps with maintenance, putting together a plan for the year. It also helps with troubleshooting. We also have an Ask a Gardener that's basically 24/7. If you have a gardening question, you can post it on our website, and then one of our staff will get back to you with an answer through email. You can also post pictures if you've got problems with stuff that you see during the season. So that's just one thing that's available as far as advice that is specific for Wisconsin, and it is research-backed information.
Bruce Spangenberg, the State Horticulture Outreach Specialist for the UW Extension. Bruce, thanks for your time. We appreciate it and hope you have a happy planting season. Get off to a good start anyway.
All right. Well, thank you. My pleasure.